Lunchtime Radio. Every day, 1 to 4 with Avril. Only on Casey. 107.7.
Yes, 107.7. The sound that sets you free. And a time to listen to what is happening in Kalmo. That's the community keepers that's doing extremely good work. And we're talking to Faith Abrams and also Cassandra Arendse. They are from this organization, and they will talk about more about what they're doing, who they are, and what projects, and some success stories also. Faith and Cassandra, welcome on KC. How are you guys?
Thank you so much. We're doing really well. How are you?
Thank you.
Het gaat met ons ook piekfijn en gezond aan hierdie kant. Vertel ons, wie en wat is die Community Keepers? Waar het ontstaan en hoekom het ontstaan?
Oké. So, ons is een NPO wat 15 jaar gestig is. En ons bied gratis psychosociale diensten voor leerders, onderwijzers en ouders van onze scholen aan. Ons het tans 89 scholen in 3 provincies. En ons is wel een schoolere beschikbaar voor individuen van daar die scholen. Ons week binnen K-model, die C van die K staan voor counseling, crisis intervention, check-ins, met andere woorden, individuele ondersteuning aan leerders en onderwijzers. Die A dan ook staan voor anchoring services, dat is nog waar het groep werkt met leerders, onderwijzers en insluitend ouders doen. En wat daar focus ons dan nou op voorkomende diensten en ons spreek kwesties aan wat dan over die school en over die gemeenschap van waarde is. En zodoende die geestesgezondheid dan nou bevorder. Die R in het keermodel staan voor referral pathways en resources. Omdat ons ook dan nou met andere organisaties en dienstverskaffers in die omgeving samenwerkt. En dan laatstens, die E staat voor Environment of Care. So ons probeer Environment of Care stig, waar ons dan ook focus op die gemeenskap en die lede te bemagtig met vaardighede om verder op jou wees te bevorder. En dat is dan ook waar oor hierdie naweekse sessie by ons school gaan.
Okay, so we'll later oor gesels. And tell us, each one of you have a responsibility. What is that that you are doing in this this organization?
Sorry, do you mind repeating the question? We can't hear you so well. Sorry about that.
Okay, each one of you has a responsibility in this organization. What is it and what is it that you do?
Practitioner here at Kalmo High School for Community Keepers, and what I essentially do is I do the therapy with the learners as well as the educators who might need that, and then I work on ensuring that the learner is not just seen while taking care of within the school, but they also have the necessary support within the school, within their family, outside of school, within the community. My job is basically just to provide support, therapy, psychosocial services to the learner, and that entails quite a large chunk of what their needs are. So I look at meeting their needs where possible.
Yes, and Cassandra, your responsibility?
Okay. So then I take the case facilitator by Kantoor by Community Keepers. In certain court, that man onet geestesgezondheid nodig. Dus wanneer een mens nou op die rugbyveld of op die netbalveld gaan en iemand het nou besering, is dat altijd die eerste persoon van contact waar daar moet wees. En dat is dan nou my werk in die kantoor. So wanneer die kind op een ouwer aankom wat dan nou in een lekker toestand is, dan gaan ek nou hulle eerste punt van contact is en luister waar die hulle gaan ontstaan en daarvan dan gaan dan nou van een oor verwijs na feit toe waar dat feit dan nou haar werk is afgeleerd.
En ek glo daaraan dat jy het even gepraat van hierdie naweekse, of hierdie naweek of volgende naweek, of binnenkort het julle so'n groot event. Ek dink dis 'n workshop wat julle aanbied. Kan julle vir ons 'n bietjie daarvan vertel? What is it? And why did you decide to have such a workshop?
Yes, of course. So, this weekend we're hosting a workshop for parents at the school. from 9 to half past 10, and we are focusing on encouraging stronger bonds between parents and their children. We've seen just within our school specifically, there's a huge need for more parent involvement, for getting our parents more involved in the lives of their children. And I believe that when this happens, when that bond is made, when there is a stronger bond between the parent and the child, it could resolve a lot of our issues and challenges that we are seeing at school, such as behavior, academic challenges, and so many others. So, yeah, we're very excited for this workshop. It's our first parent workshop for this year, because we've been focusing on term one and two, mainly on the educators, the learners, and now we've seen that there is a gap. And we really want to reach the parents. So to all the parents listening, please join us for this workshop. You are going to be so blessed by it. And it's just going to be a nice, fun morning. We're going to have some snacks and treats. And it's just about looking at the different attachment styles that kids and parents have, and how the attachment style of a parent that actually flows down into their parenting style. And so we just want to work with the parents a little bit to encourage them, so that they can have a community within parents, within being a parent as well, because that's important.
So everybody is welcome. Enige een is welkom om daarby aan te sluit. Waar gaan het wees? Hoe laat gaan hulle begin? En is daar enige iets aan verbonden, fooi aan verbonden?
Nee, ons dienste is gratis van die e-skil af. So vir ouers, vir kinders, onderwijsers, ons dienste is gratis. Dit sal by Kalmo Hoërskool wees. En soos Fyk nou gesê, dit gaan van 9:00 tot 11:30 te wees.
Ek het so 'n tikkie gelede dat ek met die juffrou Jeftes, is die prinsipaal by Kylmo Hoërskool, sowel as ek kan nou nie die seun, die hoofseun se naam onthou nie. En hulle het gepraat met lof van julle, veral die hoofseun, waar hy gesê het as daar iets is wat hulle deurgaan, is julle daar om vir hulle te ondersteun. Reg so?
Ja,
dit
is
100%. Ja, definitief.
En so met trots kan hulle ook dit doen. So julle is net bedrywig in daai area wat julle nou van genoem het. Sou daar mense wees wat sê, kiekie so, ek sien en ek hoor wat julle doen, as julle bereid om na verskillende dele hier in ons area te kom, in die vallei, in Paarl en Drakenstein bijvoorbeeld?
Ja, so ons
het kantoor,
nou nie ek in feit specifiekie, maar die kantoor reg oor die weeskap, en sluit in die wijnlande, soos Kalambos, Franshoek en Perel. En het is ook kantore, even in Gauteng, Mamelodi, Eesterus, in die Ooskap, Willowville. En ons doen externe werswinkel, dan deel of voei. So dit wat ons van ons sieke kantore by die school af doen, is gratis, maar as ons dan een externe werswinkel moet aanbied, dan is het deel of voei, en dan kan ons hoofdkantoor gecontact word by info@communitykeepers.org. Daar is ook baie van ons bronne online in perswinkelfeesies wat op ons webpers beskikbaar is by www.communitykeepers.org enige verdere informatie.
And what challenges do you experience or do you have whilst working with in that area of there or that vicinity that you are currently working?
Eindelijk vir my persoonlijk, omdat ek van die omgeving is, ek vind die eindelijk baie uitdagings in die omgeving, nie omdat die mense ken, ek ken die kinders, ek ken die omstandighede, ek ken die achtergrond, so dit is baie vir my om aan te pas of om te verstaan waar jy kan gaan, wat die eindelijk so mooi vir jou, maar ek ken die achtergrond, so ek weet hoe ons kinders aan hoe is approach nou, ek weet nie, maar hoe hulle wil geapproach wil word, ek om mense verstaan by, want jy kan jouself in hulle skoene sit sien. Ja, hier by ons is die baie, ons kinders gaan hier baie, vir kinders gaan hulle hier baie groot mens kwesties, maar het is altyd nodig dat die mens kan sien en dat hulle verstaan, dat as iemand wat bereid is om te luister en wat verstaan waardoor ek gaan, en wat bereid is om vir my te jou waardoor ek gaan. So, I think though from my side, just from a therapeutic side, from what I see, that's always a little bit of a different perspective. I think some of the challenges that I see, I'm not from the community, so that also gives me a different perspective completely. But I think the lack of parent involvement has been quite a challenge. Sometimes needing to get our parents in for sessions and either just not being able to get hold of them or they're not able to show up or
some not able to show up due to circumstances, so financial transport, and then others just not being able to show up at all. So those are some of the challenges. Some of the challenges I've seen, you know, challenging household circumstances, whether it be single parent breadwinners in the house or too many people living in a house and apart. There are just so many challenges that I think our children try and work through. And I think that's the amazing part where CK comes in, Community Keepers, because there's this analogy that they make where it's like a child coming to school, and in this bag there's a bunch of bricks, and each brick represents a burden or a circumstance, a challenge that they're trying to overcome. And so with what we do at CK, we are trying to help this child unpack that brick, that heavy bag, brick by brick, one brick at a time. So it's, for me, it's quite challenging to like name all the challenges, because there are quite a few. So it's just about working through them one by one.
I believe there will be a follow-up on this workshop that will be taking place this weekend, or mentorship about the parents or the people that are there, talking to them and interact with them, maybe a group or whatever, and visiting each one of them, I mean, smaller group, etc. So do you plan something like that?
So our parents are definitely more than welcome to reach out to our office. We will be sharing our contact number with them so that they know where to find us, and also just briefly explaining more of what we do so that they can also understand. As for a follow-up session, we don't usually have those follow-up sessions, but what we do have is, or what we are trying to implement more of, is more regular contact with our parents. So through just having more parent workshops addressing different themes and needs throughout the year. So that would be we're hoping to grow a little bit more traction with each parent workshop so that more parents can come. So whether we start out with maybe just 5 parents tomorrow, next week on Saturday the 24th, whether we start out with just 5 parents, we're hoping that with the next workshop, which will hopefully be in September, October, that we're having more parents join us.
How will they get hold of you?
So we can be contacted via our office number, and our office number is 066-477-3199.
Can you repeat that?
I'm just going to repeat it again, please. Just in case anybody missed it, it's 066-477-3199, and it is a WhatsApp number, so if people would like to ask more questions or get into contact with us, they can also just send us a WhatsApp.
Anything in closing from each one of you before we have to say goodbye?
I want to give a shout out to my mom for today. It's her birthday. Happy birthday, mommy. I know you're listening. That's amazing. Happy birthday to your mom. From my side, I just want to say literally just thank you to the Carmel community for just being so accepting of the services that CK offers, and just for being so welcoming to what we offer, what we are able to provide. And shout out to everyone who's listening. See you on Saturday.
Definitely. Faith and Cassandra, the community of Calmo and the surrounding areas are really thankful, I believe, that for what you are doing, because I've listened to some of it, the testimonies of the kids, and they said that you are doing a great job. Keep up the good work, and don't forget to keep us up to date of any other project that you are planning. All of the best with the parent workshop that will be there on the 24th. Of this month, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Ja, dis die mense wat besig is daarso, en hulle nommer is ook dan hier by my, en die naam van julle is wat belangstel en sê ons baie graag het of 'n bietjie meer informatie van hulle wil kry, is julle meer as welkom om vir my te kontak. Die nommer is 082-414-1077.
Avril with Casey Lynch on Casey 107.7.